Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It is 7 after the hour on the Wednesday, April 21st DJV program. You can follow along with us, follow the bouncing ball, connect the dots as you will. I'm Doug Steffen. My dot is connected to Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, and their dots are connected to each other as well. The day is full of information and conversation about consequences, or at least I think that's where all the conversation ought to be. Consequences of choices, consequences of actions, and it seems clear to me that in this circumstance the system seems to have worked. And so I'll let encourage Jennifer to go through all the ins and outs, the nuances, but for me the bottom line is that he was found guilty on all three counts, and so where does it go from here, or what? You get a little background, a little color. You want to be the color broadcaster here, Jennifer?
Sure, why not? Excuse me, as my voice cracks, I sound like Peter Breida this morning. So I think many people were probably not surprised. The jury came back relatively quickly. And when that happens, typically you either realize that they're unanimous on guilty or they're unanimous on not guilty. And obviously it would probably be a little bit easier to be unanimous on guilty in this situation. And so I think people were kind of prepared when they heard that the jury was back after under 11 hours of deliberation that that would probably be the case. And it was. The guilty verdicts came down on all three counts against Derek Chauvin. And I think it's kind of interesting. Remember, all the way through, I've been saying, okay, be careful because you poke evidence into the prosecution's defense, or I'm sorry, the prosecution's case, and that's what the defense had been doing. And then during their closing statements, that was, I don't know if you guys remember yesterday when I came in, I'm like, I don't know what the defense did in their closing arguments, but they almost took away all the work that they did by They really did, because inadvertently what the defense attorney did during that closing argument is he came out and he said, well, George Floyd was talking and that's how Derek Chauvin knew that he was okay. And then he stopped talking, and he stopped talking for 2 minutes. And so for anybody who go, well, why wouldn't he check on him in those 2 minutes when he – so if he's talking and you think he can breathe, then why wouldn't you check on him in those 2 minutes afterwards? And it was very strange, the defense, because they went on so long, they almost implicated him. Now, I'm not saying that's what did it, but certainly that's what did it for me when I listened to him and I thought, okay, what the defense was doing seemed to be working up until the closing arguments. I don't know. We don't know if that's what did it for the jurors or not. They were there the whole time. I think the jury also was under a tremendous amount of pressure. I don't think that anybody can doubt the fact that there were a lot of outside pressures. The whole thing started with the settlement from the city to the Floyd
family. On both sides, though, don't you think, Jen?
No.
Pressure on both sides?
No. I think that the jury was under pressure to come up with a guilty verdict, for sure. I mean, look, everybody saw the video.
The world watched George Floyd died.
Who's the other side? I mean, who was really out there advocating
the
for a non-guilty
verdict? The
verdicts?
Police. People who are
no,
police.
I don't even, no.
So many cops and even his own former bosses testified against him. Saying,
I don't think
like,
anybody was out there advocating for
there was
guilty.
One guy that the defense paid who was, a former police trainer or something, and he was the one guy who said, well, we are taught to do that or whatever. But even cops were like, okay, this was so far over the line.
I would also say that guy, more evidence of that is that the guy who testified for the defense, the expert witness who was the trainer for police, ended up with animal blood and a pig's head in his yard. Although he didn't even live in the house, it ended up in his former home. So some poor innocent family had to deal with a pig's head and animal blood tossed all over their house. I mean, there was tremendous pressure on the jury. And that's why we've been saying, and Doug, I think you agreed with it, that the jury probably should have been sequestered.
Absolutely.
All the way through. And all, for their own safety, because every day they're walking through a zone of protests every single day as they go into court. So I think what's going to happen is, yes, you have Chauvin, who had three guilty verdicts. The people who were watching this took a picture of his hands, and on his hands was the phone number of his defense attorney. So he knew the writing was on the wall. He knew that he was going to have to, he also knew his bail would be revoked because they took him in as soon as the verdicts were read. They took him back into jail. So he was not out on bail anymore. And they put him in handcuffs and took him away. He knew he was going to have to call his defense attorney again. And what that means is that he's going to set himself up for an appeal. And more than likely, he's going to get one for a couple of reasons. Number one, the one we just said, is it possible for him to get a fair jury selection in a place that was literally on fire for the last 10 months? And that's probably one thing that the Supreme Court may even deal with, how jury selection happens and how it can be tampered with by stuff that's happening on the outside. And then part two, and this is what the judge in the case said, Judge Cahill, because of what Maxine Waters said, saying that we're going to have to get more confrontational, meaning that if you don't come back with the guilty verdict, we're going to get in your faces. And because of those two things, there's no doubt, I think, that he'll be able to appeal this. Now, whether that goes
anywhere, he's going to
take several months. Yeah,
but 90% of all appeals are denied, though. That I don't really, he'd have to really prove that the facts in the case were not presented correctly, that the judge, you know, had a bias against him. I mean, there are so many things that his team would have to prove for
judging
him to overturn this verdict, though.
Yeah.
I
don't
know. Where does the money come from? Where does the money come from?
Police union.
Is that where it's all coming from?
Yeah, they're paying for his defense.
That's what they pay for.
There was a rumor that Trump was, but that I don't know who made that up. That was not real.
What in the world?
No,
Trump doesn't pay for anything.
Come on.
He doesn't.
That was really
silly. Well, forget not that. I mean, has Trump even commented? I mean, let's talk about the current president who's out there saying we have to get the right verdict. I mean, that's the reason that this is going to get appealed, because people can't keep their mouth shut and just let the process play out. I hope today that people who hate our system
Biden only
can
said
wake
that
up.
After the jury was sequestered.
Doesn't matter. It's still going to be.
It does. It's not going to be overturned, Jen. I don't know. It sounds like you want it to.
No.
This is not going to be overturned.
I don't have like a horse in the race. I think it's weird when people are like, I don't know. It's just, it's strange.
Rooting?
But
because
people's lives all over the place are being destroyed. It doesn't bring back George Floyd. It's a sad thing. There's no rooting for me in this. But when you look at what people are doing on the outside, it matters. There are consequences. And while I think it's going to take a while. I think that there's a case here, just like the judge said, to make the case to get an appeal.
Let's see what happens. Okay, so how do we make a case against this California woman who's charged in the death of her three children? Let's just look at the cases here and how you make a case. So the case was made for Nugent, Chauvin by his actions and by the input and all of the other things that didn't change a lot of people's minds one way or another. If you thought he was not guilty, then you still think he's not guilty. If you thought he was guilty, then you're happy with the decision. But I want to fast forward to this woman. Her name is Liliana Carrillo. What's her face? Caballo, I think. Isn't that what you do with the two L's together? Carrillo. Anyway, she admitted that she drowned her three children. And this is another L.A. story. What do we do with somebody like this? What does the public think? Is the public on to? You see, I think there's something else here. Everybody all worked up about Derek Chauvin and George Floyd. Is it because what went on was wrong, or was it because he was black? I don't know what color, I'm going to guess she's Hispanic, but it doesn't make any difference to me. I want to know what's going to happen to this woman. I think this woman.
What's the story? I don't know the story.
Well, Jennifer, you want to tell the story? You want me to tell the story? You can tell the story.
I can tell the story if you want. But there was a mom in Reseda who just confessed to drowning her three children, and she was charged with murder in their deaths, according to prosecutors this week. And she's also accused of using a knife against her youngest child. This was a six-month-old, her daughter, Sierra. And now, they haven't released the cause of death for Sierra yet or for the other children, but they believe that two of them were drowned. One of them was stabbed and cut up, essentially. And she admitted. She did an interview from prison. There's no, I mean, she's not, you know, she's not arguing her innocence. She admitted that she drowned the kids to keep them away from her father because she said she was in a custody battle with them. And that she said that the father and his friends told her that throughout their relationship what would happen if she left. Everything was happening just as they were saying it. And so she said she wasn't about to hand her children off to be further abused. She was asked if she regretted it. She said, yes, I do. I wish I didn't have to do that, but I prefer them not being tortured and abused on a regular basis for the rest of their life.
So where is authorities in this? And her? Go ahead, Jay.
Well, with that six-month-old, I don't know what kind of the cutoff is for postpartum depression, but that does kind of pop into my brain, too. That it makes it okay by any means, but the youngest being 6 months old, was there any bit of mental health that went along with this?
Clearly. I don't think anybody who is sane thinking is going to kill their kids.
It surprise? People that knew her and knew the situation, they think it was a surprise, or was there something in her actions or because of what you've just outlined here, the situation being what it was, Jennifer? Everybody said, okay, look out for this. Was the guy, you know, like a bad guy from a motorcycle gang movie or, you know, that kind of stuff? Is that what we were encountering? Go ahead.
Well, I don't understand that. No, I mean, yeah. I think this is the characterization
of the guy, the husband,
yeah,
or the man.
I don't know. We don't know anything about the dad. He could be an upstanding citizen, and she could be totally. I mean, obviously, she's whacked out.
She was left alone with her three kids.
Anybody who thinks this is mentally ill.
Yeah, it's a shame that someone didn't step in and say whether it is postpartum or whether she just had long-standing mental health issues. It's where was the rest of the family, you know, to step in and say this woman should not be alone with these three kids.
There are a lot of people who would like to have children on this planet, and if she was worried about her husband, she could have taken them to a hospital, to a fire station, to a church. She could have explained herself to somebody. You can't tell me that there's not somebody that could help her in this situation beyond having to dunk them into a bathtub full of water.
Okay, so then the third rail here in conversation about these sort of things is the fellow who's a convicted killer in Nevada who's facing execution in June, and he told his lawyer yesterday to ask for a firing squad because he didn't want to go through. He thinks that that's what he deserves. So I bring it up because...
Well, in some states you can choose. I mean, that's one of those laws that's still on the books in some states.
Yeah, right. So, but it brings to light, the reason I guess it comes to the surface in part is because, you know, some people don't like the death penalty. They think it's cruel and abusive. In this circumstance, Nevada hasn't killed anybody for 15 years. I'm looking at a picture of him right now. His name is Zane Michael Floyd.
Right. He looks like a nut. And he obviously knows that this is something that's going to get him more attention, because what people do who are bad people is they want to get more attention for themselves.
Well,
they want more
in this
people
case,
to say
Jennifer,
their name. And so now everybody's going to be like, oh, this guy wants a firing squad. Can you believe we still have a firing squad on the books? I say if he wants a firing squad, I'll go out there and help. Let's go.
So the public defender that represents him says that it means an automatic appeal. When you ask for, this is the motivation, I think, is what you just said. Being put to death by a firing squad means that the state looks at the case again and yada, yada. So, but he says, I want to be shot in the head, basically. All right, 19 after the hour, shall we talk about something that's a little more pleasant? And that is getting the results that people are getting by using Calitrin. Calitrin is the weight loss formula that has, when you go to the website, toploss.com, it has accolade on top of accolade on top of accolade, praise, lauding. It's just a fabulous product that works so well, and I am pleased to tell you the story about it as often as I can. We have all kinds of bits and pieces of information, but really, if you're serious about losing weight and keeping it off, go to their website, go to toploss.com, and check out the stories from dozens and dozens and dozens of people. Husbands and wives, families who have gotten on this and use it because it's so safe. There's nothing in it that hurts anybody. It just helps no matter what your age. It's good, good, good. So lose the weight, keep it off, guaranteed your money back. That's the deal. Special pricing, too, right now using the DJV code. That's 21 after the hour.
network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's 23 after the hour here on the DJV program. As you can imagine, there's lots of stuff on in the trending box and online about Derek Chauvin. How long will the prison sentence be, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's there. But then there's other stuff that's here. I don't, that doesn't sound too technical. There's other stuff here. Yeah, there are a lot of other things going on, including something that's connected to George Floyd and the Chauvin trial, which we'll get to right after this.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Printing you new signs for the times.
Get back to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Staples has hundreds of designs to choose from, or just upload your own.
And now at Staples, get 15% off signs, posters, or decals when you spend $75 or more.
Some items printed same day when ordered before 2 p.m.
Save big on custom printing at Staples.
And $529.21. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/signage for details.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners come out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed. Most unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine 4?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so much of what we'll talk about during the course of the day, probably for the rest of the week, is the Derek Chauvin trial. There was a tweet, Jay, from the Las Vegas Raiders. Was it on their Facebook page? What
oh,
was
yeah,
it?
this was on Twitter where it was just a black graphic with bold white print that said, "I can breathe," following the Derek Chauvin conviction of guilty. And the... The owner of the Raiders, Mark Davis, came out and said that the post was intended to echo the words of Floyd's brother, saying that the family was able to breathe again, and that's why he wasn't going to take it down. He did not know that the line, "I can breathe," was used by supporters for the New York Police Department in the 2014 chokehold death of Eric Garner. So he was like, I was uneducated. I need to pay more attention. We all need to pay more attention. But our intentions were good. So he's like, I could unpin it. I could take it down, but it's already out there. People are already talking about it. I'm just going to let it run its course.
We're too critical. Everybody's too quick to judge and too critical. And that maybe even applies in things like the Chauvin trial, where people were really quick to judge, although it was pretty obvious what happened. You know, there are other circumstances that I'm sure we can all focus, we can all see, and we've all experienced, where people will make a call on something that's in the public sector and doesn't turn out to be the way we think it does or should, in fact. So we were talking about Chauvin's lawyer's number on his hand. Wasn't the lawyer in the courtroom when the verdict came down? What does he get to have it on his hand?
Well, because as soon as the...
He got taken away.
He's taken away, and he's separated from his lawyer. So he's taken into the back, so he needed to have that.
So, yeah, okay. So what's the relationship that Chauvin has with other people who are in jail with him, one would wonder?
Oh, he'll probably get killed if he's in general population, I would imagine. At least beat up. I mean, I think they're going to probably have to keep him away from people for a while, don't you think?
But does he go to solitary? I mean, that's the part of the thing. The sentence hearing isn't until, 8 weeks from now, 2 months from now, which is another one of the outrages. What the hell? You sentence him after the guilty verdict come down, you know what you're going to do. So just, okay, you're sentenced to 30 years in jail. What do they have to draw it out for 8 weeks for? That's something that's worth consideration for sure. It's 28 after the hour here on All Considerations, the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. At SEMA 360, Chevrolet will showcase a 1977 K5 Blazer converted to all-electric propulsion. The K5 Blazer E is a functional proof of concept of the upcoming electric connected and cruise package. Chevrolet Performance plans to sell in the second half of 2021. During the virtual event, Chevrolet Performance will survey SEMA members interested in building their own electric projects to help finalize Chevrolet's initial E-Crate offer. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
How clean is your nose? Most airborne germs and allergens invade through the nose, your body's air filter, its first line of defense. You wash your hands and brush your teeth, but what about your nose? Did you know there's an easy way to keep your nose clean and help your body protect itself? It's called Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to clean your nose by flushing out pollen, mucus, bacteria, and viruses. Millions use Navage for fast, all-natural relief from sinus congestion and allergies, and to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it comes with an absolute guarantee of satisfaction. And 50,000 independent online reviews averaging 4.7 stars show just how much people love their Navage. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Now you can clean your nose and help protect your health with Navage. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, and Rite Aid. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Make...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been found guilty of murder and manslaughter in the death of George Floyd last year, the president of the United States.
Nothing can ever bring their brother, their father back. But this can be a giant step forward in the march toward justice in America.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece, Alveda King, on Fox News agrees with the commander-in-chief.
I believe here in America, with race relations, we are moving forward. I think the verdict was appropriate in some ways, but I was so disturbed when I watched with all of America as to what happened to George Floyd. It would have been unpardonable not to do something as far as those actions of Derek Chauvin.
We are USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
As Washington struggles to put together an infrastructure package to help America's ailing inner workings, GOP leaders are putting together a plan of their own. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Republicans may soon have a counterproposal to President Biden's infrastructure plan. West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Caputo said Tuesday that she hopes their plan will be ready by the end of the week. The announcement coming a day after a group of bipartisan lawmakers met with the president at the White House to discuss the bill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Tuesday that he thinks a more targeted infrastructure proposal would have a better chance at bipartisan support.
Senator Caputo and others in our conference are continuing to work on an infrastructure bill that we think is about what is traditionally considered infrastructure: roads, bridges, ports, broadband, and in the hope that we can convince the majority in the House and Senate to focus on this issue in a way that is more modest than this multi-trillion-dollar bill.
President Biden's proposal carries a price tag of roughly $3 trillion. The Republican plan would cost roughly a third of that. Representative Maxine Waters, the Democrat from California, thanked her Democrat colleagues Tuesday after they successfully tabled a motion by Republican lawmakers to censure her over inflammatory remarks she made about the Derek Chauvin trial over the weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
On the road to wellness, then start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Just go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
So it's 34 after the hour here on the DJV program for this Wednesday, the 21st. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Things are going rather well, if I do say so myself. I like the way there's a, this time of year, most people wake up feeling pretty good and hold that through the day. Minds are a little more clear, get rid of the cobwebs, things are opening up. I think no matter what with regard to COVID, Victoria, the situation has changed attitudinally, whether the reality has changed or not. You know, there's a lot of discussion now about the J&J vaccine and whether or not it's worth the risk. Is there going to be more of a problem? Looks like over in Europe, many of the regulators think that we should go back to using it. They should use it, right? What are the
They're going to use it.
The argument.
Yeah, so the quote-unquote pause that we've had with J&J, because it was an American-made vaccine, we shared that data with our pals in the EU, and so the EU did their own panel. They had their own panel looking at all the data. They've decided, the European Medicines Agency, which is sort of like their version of the CDC, they announced that the unusual blood clots that have been a side effect from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, they said that that should be listed as very rare and that the benefits of the shot way outweigh the risks. So it looks like they're going to be moving forward and they're going to start rolling out that vaccine again. Here in the U.S. on Friday, the CDC advisory panel will meet once again after looking at another, I guess it's been a week and a half now of the pause, or 2 weeks, and so they're going to revisit that, and it looks like they're probably going to follow along with what the European agency said, and they will issue not just a warning about the rare blood clot, you know, side effect, the possibility, but they're going to have very clear guidance for how doctors need to treat this, because as we know, when this first happened, a lot of people were hearing about heparin, and heparin is a very popular anticoagulant, which is normally used to treat blood clots, but in this case, because these types of blood clots are different, they're because they're so rare, heparin can actually make the situation worse. So part of the reason for the pause was to come up with some clear guidance for doctors on how to treat this if they find that a patient has gotten the J&J shot, and within I think it's within 3 weeks, usually 9 days after the shot, that tends to be the sort of, you know, the time when the side effects appear. So I think that we're going to see the J&J back on the market. Part of the problem, though, is some of the Kaiser family, they actually said that they are a little afraid that, and I don't know, Jen, if you've heard Jeff talk about this, but they said that they're worried that in the next couple of weeks we're going to hit a tipping point where people who have not been vaccinated yet are going to just stay unvaccinated. And whether it's, you know, they're it's going to be harder to convince people. And the J&J news didn't help. This, you know, it's like the AstraZeneca thing over in Europe. Once that came out, that, you know, there were side effects, and then they weren't using it on everybody, and it never got approved here. If you tried to offer AstraZeneca right now, I don't know any American who would want to take it. So they're worried that J&J is kind of falling into that category. In other COVID news around the world, I don't know if you guys have seen these headlines, but India is suffering a massive wave of new cases. They had 295,000 new cases in a single day yesterday.
We were talking about that the other day, how the situation there, especially the closest, the people live closest to the China border.
And it's gotten worse.
I've got to tell you something.
Yeah, 295,000 new cases in one day yesterday. That's the highest single-day rise. And the hospitals are turning people away. They're completely full. And they had more than 2,000 deaths yesterday. And then in China, the vaccine that China came up with is really not that effective against COVID, which you would think that doesn't really make sense. You would think that they would have the most effective since they, you know, since this came from their lab. So it, I don't know, or allegedly, whatever. I don't want hate mail. But anyway, so it's they have more than 200.
Anybody who's in their right mind that knows what happened. There should be no real discussion. I mean, you can have a discussion about it, but no real, real question about where this all came from. And it really
it's just very strange. Yeah, it's strange that China can't come up with a vaccine that's actually effective against this virus. They're now looking into accepting the Pfizer vaccine. That's the next step. They're taking a look, I guess, at all the data for Pfizer. I don't know what they're waiting for, but this is again
they haven't
just
stolen it yet.
Yeah,
well,
right. Thank
right.
you. That's really
well, yeah,
their
that's, I mean,
stock
that is,
and trade.
Yeah, so I don't
that's
know.
What they
it's
do.
Very strange.
Meanwhile, Ted Nugent says he now has COVID. Remember when he said this is nothing? What do you people? You're all this is a hoax. So apparently, he's tested positive for COVID. Has had the flu, or at least he felt like he had the flu for a week or so. He said, quote, everybody told me I should not announce this. He's 72 years old. Claimed COVID was not a real pandemic. He had a stuffy head, body aches. He could hardly crawl out of bed. I thought I was dying, he said. And so he had the test, and hello, ding, 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 ding. I don't know, Ted Nugent has never done anything for me. I remember when he was on this program one day.
He's a whack job.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of all about him, in a manner of speaking.
You think?
Yeah.
And imagine so with that, a celebrity who thinks it's all about them. Huh.
Yeah. Amazing. Huh? All right, well, is that the case with Britney Spears? Does she think it's all about her? She's back again with the mother.
Britney needs to think it's more about her. Britney is so, I don't know. Britney needs to be more self-focused, I think.
Well, then, what's the story here? I didn't realize the mother was paying the attorney's fees. Is that
No. The mother isn't doing anything. No, Britney's estate pays for both her own attorney, which she's not allowed. She was not allowed to choose. She was given a court appointed attorney. So, and that guy has he's a public defender basically, and so he's making hundreds of thousands of dollars. So he is never going to do anything in her best interest because he's making so much more money than he would defending, you know, like a homeless person who can't pay their legal bills. So that's one part of this problem. On the other end, she also has to pay her father's attorneys because he's the conservator of her estate. And so she's been hit with $890,000 in legal fees just from last October. I mean, we're in the millions
of
dollars.
Think about that on its own, how outrageous it is.
It is.
Some
and
of
so
these
her
people
mom,
can get $400, $500, $600, $700 an hour.
Well, and her mom has stepped in. Her mom doesn't really have any legal right here, but she stepped in as a concerned party and said that $224,000 that the father billed Britney's estate should be returned immediately because his law firm, which is actually a very big, expensive, prominent law firm, no surprise there, but they charged $224,000 for quote-unquote press communication. And so basically, they were answering questions and fielding and putting out this whole, like, you know, smear campaign against the Free Britney people and all this other stuff. And then they charged Britney for it. They were working against her and then charged her estate $224,000.
So why does the court allow that to stand?
Well, that's why the mother filed this latest objection. She wants the judge to say, okay, this is ridiculous. Britney didn't even want any of this to be public. The father and the law firm took it public and then charged her $200,000 for it. It's ridiculous. It's like extortion.
It is. Very much like extortion. 43 after the hour. In a moment, with a sort of celebratory is a better way to pronounce it, right? The celebration of a very famous songwriter who's passed away. We'll get to that right after this here on the DJV program.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, mypillow.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Falling apart. There's nothing I can do. A total eclipse of the heart.
Can you somehow make it the volume in Victoria's headset louder than everybody else's, Phil? Can you do that? This stuff?
No. I don't hate this song. It's okay. It's a good one, especially when you're sad.
Great. Yeah. Total eclipse of the heart. So the fellow that wrote that song and many other pop songs that are kind of smarmy, there are a number of tunes that came out of Jim Steinman's career. He wrote for Meatloaf and Barry Manifold and Celine Dion. He did Air Supply's Making Love Out of Nothing at All. You must have it. I think this is a fabulous. I love Air Supply. The sappier, the better, Victoria.
God.
Crank this up.
Those big power ballads.
Yeah. Hey, that's what they are.
Nice way to
power ballads. That's good, Jay. I like that. Good power ballad. All right, anyway. So Steinman was 73. His brother told the Associated Press that he died on Monday, kidney failure. Been in ill for a while. That usually means they're alcoholics, right? Kidney failure, doesn't that?
No,
go?
It doesn't have to be.
Liver. No, that's the
liver. Oh, okay, okay. Anyway, so, well, it's one of those organs. Listen, well, they're close together. You can understand how that would be confusing.
Like, just sometimes. Enough medical knowledge to, like, condemn everybody's lifestyle.
I know. Right.
All right, anyway, so he was in the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2012, but he's written tons of songs. And so,
you haven't even mentioned Meatloaf. That was his biggest. That's his biggest achievement. I know you like to pick and choose the random songs, but
This is a good song. I like Meatloaf stuff. I don't like Meatloaf, but I do like Meatloaf. Yeah, go ahead. There's a similarity to the flow of the song.
All of his stuff sounds the same because it's very theatrical. He wrote musicals. That's how he started. So he worked on Broadway. And all of Meatloaf's stuff is very theatrical. And then there was even that Celine Dion song, and I'm blanking on the name of it now.
It's all coming back to me now.
Yeah, and I remember the first time I heard that, I was like, this sounds like a Meatloaf song. And then I realized it was the same writer, so it was this guy. I just didn't know his name at the time.
He wrote that for Pandora's Box, and then Celine Dion's cover is what made it famous.
Yeah, and also,
Jay,
by the way,
I don't even know what you're talking about, but I'm impressed.
It's good, Jay, very good. That's a good home run for her. The idea of this kind of music and what it does on the public. When I was a disc jockey, this is the kind of stuff I played for the most part. The hits. And this guy he cranked out the hits. So, Mr. Steinman passing away at the age of 73. DJV program, My Pillow has a new, the new My Slippers routine. You have yours on, Victoria. What about you, Jennifer? Did you get your slippers yet?
I did, and I love them. They're like clouds. They're really good.
What about
you,
Jay?
They have a hard bottom, so you can walk outside, which is
nothing better than a hard bottom. Yeah.
Yeah. They're great.
My slippers, made with exclusive 3-tier cushioning. There is a My Pillow fill in the bottom, and the gel, the impact gel, and then the memory foam. Get them now at 40% off. Go to MyPillow.com, use the DJV code, and you'll be walking away a winner. MyPillow.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All right, here we are, 53 after the hour, breaking up your peaceful day. That's the DJV program with Tech Talk now. Victoria Keeling has a chance to bring us up to date on Apple's latest event, which we'll start with in just a matter of moments here.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, let's get to this spring-loaded event, if you'll pardon the pun. Is it a pun, Victoria?
No, that was the name of the event, actually. So Apple had their big spring event where they announced all kinds of new gadgets and new models of things. And so some of the highlights, they have a new iPad Pro tablet that is really souped up. It's equipped with the same Apple-designed M1 chip that you'll find in the MacBook Air and the MacBook Pro. And so you can order the new iPad Pros starting on April 30th. They'll be available in the second half of May. It's an 11-inch model. It starts at $799. $1,299. The 12.9-inch model starts at $1,099. And so a lot of people are excited about those. Basically, it's turning itself into a computer at this point with that M1 chip. Apple debuted a completely redesigned iMac. This is really exciting for me. This is on my bucket list. It also has the M1 chip. It's really thin. It has a 24-inch screen, a 1080p FaceTime camera, and noise-canceling mic. That is just because so many people are working from home. Apple actually tweaked the camera and the microphone so you can have better FaceTime and better Zoom calls. And it also comes in 7 different colors, and it's a space saver as well. They will also have a new wireless keyboard that includes Touch ID for authentication. And then you can buy the new iMac in 4 colors, starting at $1,299, and in 7 colors with even more souped-up specs, starting at $1,499. That pre-order begins on April 30th, and that will also ship in the second half of May. And then Apple finally unveiled the long-rumored AirTag item trackers. These are they're a little disc, and you can pop them into your luggage, you can attach them to your bicycle, you can put them in your car, you can do whatever you want with them, and you can track whatever it is that you put them into, you can track on the Find My app on your iPhone. And so a lot of people started using the tile, those little tiles originally, and this is Apple's version of that, and people track their luggage with it and then found that there are a lot, you know, you can even put one in your kid's backpack. There's a lot of use for them. And so they'll start, they're pre-ordered on Friday this week for $29, and you can also do a 4-pack for $99, which is a pretty good deal. And then Apple announced that subscriptions are coming to the podcast app, and that gives you the benefits of ad-free listening. The service is going to launch in 170 regions and countries next month, and Apple says they're also redesigning the podcast app. So they're leaning in heavily into podcasting.
Biting the nose that feeds them to eliminate advertising is not the smartest thing in the world in lots of different ways. However, I'll save that advertorial for later. Spotify has launched the car thing, so let's find out what it is and why maybe you would like one.
The Geek Out.
I can't remember how long ago it was we told you about the rumor of hardware coming from the streaming leader Spotify. Now, it seemed odd they'd be getting into that business or why, but here we are. As of last week, subscribers could apply to get their hands on Spotify's car thing. Yeah, that's what it's called, and it's basically a Spotify interface for your car, but why is a little less clear. I suppose it's meant to be easier to use than fiddling with the Spotify app on your phone, or if you have a car, missing the functionality to easily use Spotify. The car thing is a small, thin display with a knob and voice-controlled tuner, but just for Spotify. It's $80, and there's a waiting list for premium subscribers, and we've tweeted that link over at The Geek Out.
Are you ready to start investing but aren't sure how? Go for the gains you deserve safely with this free special report from Wall Street trader and financial expert Jared Dillian. Claim your free copy at jaredradio.com. That's jaredradio.com.
All right, so, Victoria, what's going on with Facebook?
Facebook is leaning heavily into audio features. Soundbites is going to be a new format. Basically, think of it as TikTok, but for audio. And so they're kind of also working on a Clubhouse-style live audio room. And they just are, I guess, are trying to stay, you know, they're trying to lean in heavily on audio features.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.